Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Democrats and Republicans are strenuously urging President Trump to move ahead with approval for a massive spending bill that provides critical economic pandemic relief and keeps the government running beyond midnight Monday. Unemployment benefits expired for millions of Americans last night. The U.S. continues to lead the global COVID case count with nearly 19 million infections. On ABC's This Week, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said the official recommendation to fight the coronavirus, whatever the strain, remains the same.
We need to remain vigilant now in all quarters. Wear a mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, wait on those gatherings so we can get as many people as possible across the finish line. That's how we beat this virus, and I feel confident that we have the tools. We just need to have the will to actually utilize those tools effectively.
Currently, some 120,000 people are hospitalized in the U.S. Nashville Police Chief John Drake spokesman Don Aaron says Anthony Q. Warner, age 63, is under investigation in connection with the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville. According to member station WPLN, Warner until recently owned the home agents searched yesterday. A source in the city administration close to the investigation tells NPR they suspect the Christmas morning explosion in Nashville was caused by a suicide bomber. The blast came from an RV that was parked outside of an AT&T building. Nashville Fire Chief William Swan says that aggressive efforts are underway to address communications problems related to the blast.
There will be times where we will lose communication because they are trying to restore the fourth floor. At the fourth floor, that will get our critical infrastructure back into play. And that's internet, along with landlines and our 911 system.
The company says that mobile service has been restored to many areas, and AT&T is rerouting service to other facilities. Three people are dead, three others injured after a Saturday night shooting at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois. Connie Kuntz has more.
Rockford police have identified the suspect as 37-year-old Duke Webb, a resident of Florida and active military member. Police Chief Daniel O'Shea says most of the shooting was captured on surveillance video.
I will say that I am very confident that the officers being there on scene in the building, trying to mitigate the situation immediately, certainly stopped further violence from occurring.
Those killed have been identified as a 73-year-old male, 65-year-old male, and a 69-year-old male. The injured are two teenagers who were picking up takeout when they were shot, and a 62-year-old male who is in critical condition. For NPR News, I'm Connie Kuntz.
This is NPR. Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died of cancer at the age of 81. From member station WABE, Emil Moffitt reports he was one of baseball's most successful knuckleball pitchers during his 24-year career.
The Ohio native broke into the big leagues as a member of the Milwaukee Braves and moved with the team to Atlanta 2 years later. It was with the Braves where he notched the majority of his 318 career victories, including a National League leading 20 wins in 1974 and 21 wins in 1979. Niekro, who mastered the art of the knuckleball, pitched until he was 48 years old, retiring in 1987. 10 years later, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. In a statement announcing his death, the Braves said they were heartbroken on the passing of a treasured friend. Niekro's younger brother, Joe, who also was a major league pitcher, died in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
Across the European Union, healthcare workers and the elderly have begun the process of getting their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The coordinated rollout is designed to message that the vaccine is safe. And the London Sunday Times is reporting that the head of drug maker AstraZeneca says that researchers are confident their vaccine should remain effective against a new variant of the virus. The variant has been spreading rapidly in Britain and led to serious so-called Tier 4 restrictions in London and southern England. Stores have been closed, gatherings extremely limited. UK authorities are expected to approve this latest vaccine this week. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.